Thank you for joining us on More Than That, a podcast where we dive a little bit deeper into what was preached on Sunday morning. We hope that this is enriching to your walk with Christ and that you love God and people that much more so that we can extend the glory of God to the people he has placed in our lives. So buckle up and enjoy the conversation.
Hey guys, I want to welcome you to More Than That, our time where we spend some time just kind of going back into the speaker that we had on Sunday, and where we take some time just to ask some questions. This is actually something that is supplementary to the message on Sunday. It is not meant to replace it. So make sure that you go and listen to the message on Sunday. And then also as well, here we also address some questions that have been asked by you. So feel free to make sure that you hand in some of your questions. So on Sunday, we had the privilege of having Ed Mejia, who is just a phenomenal preacher. I heard that you guys were trying to get rid of me and take him. So Ed, welcome.
You're crazy, man. Hey, man. Thanks for having me, brother. You know, you're crazy, man. It's a buzzing to be a part of a City Church family, man. And yeah, it was good. I'm all right. I'm not great. I'm all right. I'm working. I'm still working on it. I'm still getting better. I'm trying to get like you, man.
Hey, man. That's at least me and Ed kind of share the same love for MMA. Except he's a lot more experienced at that than me. Anyway, Ed, so we always have these kind of questions. We know that you came, you blessed our family by sharing God's word, kind of jumping into Exodus with us, talked about freedom worships. And I love that because that's like a lot more even in your field. You spend more time leading worship, and so I know that was just a great subject for you. The question that we always ask is like, man, you shared God's word. What are just some of the things maybe before or after, or things that you were musing about, like where you were like, man, if I had 10 more minutes, this is what I would have said. This is what I've, so this is the platform for you to be able to just give us that. If you had 10 more minutes, what would you have dived into?
Yeah, man. If I had 10 more minutes, I think I would have probably dug a little deeper on that final point of, you know, freedom worships, because God has given us a role. Like you said, I was a worship leader for about 17 years. So I did worship ministry for a very long time. And it's a passion of mine. I've always loved it. And I think, you know, as I was growing in that journey, I remember hearing that quote, right? Mission exists because worship doesn't, from Piper. And I started really looking closely at the relationship that worship has with mission, how so closely tied those two things are. And I think I would have wanted to take a deeper dive in that, because, you know, when God tells Moses, hey, they will be to me a kingdom of priests, It echoes pretty much what you hear in the New Testament in First Peter, right? Versus we're a chosen people, royal priesthood. You know, this idea that we're all priests, that we're all having that access to God. It kind of made me feel like telling the people, like, hey, listen, this sounds a little weird, but I think you'll understand what I mean when I say this. You guys are all worship leaders. When it comes to mission, when it comes to evangelism, when it comes to your household, you are worship leaders. And I think I would have explained it this way. What's the primary job of a worship leader? The one thing every worship leader does, whether they're a great singer or not, whether they're a fantastic musician or not, they have one job up there, man. And that's to get our eyes off of ourselves, off of our world, and our eyes on Jesus, right? And so this is very much what we do when we evangelize. This is what we do when we share our faith. This is what we do when we live out what we believe and serve our community. We, in essence, are trying to get people's eyes off of even us and onto Jesus, right? I mean, think about how David described it in the Psalms. In Psalms 24, he says, hey, this one thing I've asked, this one thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. For what? To gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. And so I think I would have wanted to dive more into that, because this is the reality too. Like, this is where it gets kind of weird, man. Like, freedom worships to help others worship freely, right? And so, like, there's just like this constant flowing that happens where, like, I behold him as I worship him. I behold his beauty. I'm transformed by it. I'm shaped by it.
Yeah,
and in that transformation, I'm reflecting him for others to see that.
Mm. That's good.
Wow.
Seeing this continual flow. So it feels like worship and mission are like two pedals on a bike, you know? And I think that's probably what I wanted to dive into a little more.
That's good. That is good. That sounds like what Wesley, I think it was Wesley or somebody said, you know, I want to set myself on fire and others come and watch me burn. Really? That's like, this is what, and just basically you cannot give away that. It's like in Christianity, you cannot give away a faith that has not deeply affected you. You can't give 100%. It away effectively. You cannot. So I love that, like, there's a connection between worship and mission there. And the fact that, like, man, that's the goal. The goal is to enjoy him. And yeah, so I appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
I really, really appreciate that. You know, just shifting a little bit of gears here, there was a question on Sunday. And I think, obviously, this was also just like a, I think you spent probably less than a minute on this. And so this was a question that came where it said, you know, you say that we need to believe two things, that God exists and that he rewards those who seek him, right? I've heard that people are calling themselves Christian because they like Jesus, but they don't believe the Christian God exists, right? And so what is one way you can tell that God exists? We can tell that God exists, and especially since the second belief hinges on the first one. What are some of your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, the question sounds like, it sounds like the person who like, I'm down with Jesus, I'll follow his teachings, but I don't really want to believe that the Christian God exists. Sounds like they want to be friends with benefits with Jesus, you know? And it sounds like they don't really want the real deal. And as anyone knows, like, those relationships don't work. But I do appreciate this idea that, hey, like, you know, we should have like a conviction of it. I think it's wanting to have a relationship with God on your own terms, and it's not full, it's not real, and it's not fair, quite honestly. You know, it drives me nuts that we live in a world and in a culture where everyone is free to be themselves except the God of the Bible. You know, everybody got a problem with that. But here's what I would say. When we're looking at what is one way we can tell that God exists, man, there are multiple ways. Like, there is multiple ways. And I mean, for me personally, one of the places I typically start with is, you know, God has given us a conscience, and he's given us a moral compass. He's installed that within us. We know right from wrong. Like, that's not something, I mean, it's not something that, I mean, even as children, to something, we know danger, we know wrong. And so God has given us that law. Like, no one else can do it in a way that's fair, in a way that's true, in a way that's faithful, you know, in a way that's impartial, right? And so, like, that's one. The other thing is creation itself, man. Like, it's just fingerprints of his majesty and his work, man. The way he built relationships, the universe, creation, like, it's all pointing to a creator. I'm a firm believer of that. You know, like, it's kind of hard for me to think otherwise, you know, that everything that is, that beauty, that art, that food, that family, fun, joy, that all the great things that we experience today, orders, systems, processes, came by random, like, it like it, it that does it I could never really like I don't think even as a Christian, like if I wasn't a Christian, I think I'd still be a theist, bro. Like I think I would still believe that there is a God, you know. But I think more than anything, to believe he exists is to believe the fact that yes, Jesus did live. He is a historical Jesus. He was who he says who he was, number one. Number two, he made claims about who he was, you know, and he kind of hinged those claims upon his death and resurrection, you know. One that quite frankly is, in my opinion, full of evidence and undisputed, you know, like Jesus really did live, really did die, and really did rise again. And so I remember during the YouTube explosion where there was so many like that helped me was knowing that there was even extra biblical sources, you know, I mean, that spoke on Jesus actually being alive, being who he is. So the question is this, is there evidence? For sure. Absolutely. But I think, you know, more than anything, man, like seeing how this one, this movement that continually tried to get crushed could not be distinguished, man. It's still here. Like I'm telling you, like it's not really hard to see that God exists. I think the question is do we believe that what he did, do we believe in what he did? Do we believe that he actually fulfilled and accomplished every goal that he said? Do we believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do we believe that he really rose again, man? Because that can really make a difference between how we see the world, how we see God himself, how we see our own sin, you know? And so I think it's more than just getting the argument answered. It's more than getting the right answers to your question. I think it involves all of it. You know what I'm saying? I don't just know my wife in the sense of like her personality and all that stuff. No, bro, I know her facts. I know where she came from. I know who her family is. I know those details about her. You know what I'm saying? And so in the same way, I would encourage that person that, you know, if you are looking for answers, they are available in every sense, you know, both philosophically, scientifically, but more than anything, at the end of the day, man, like a relationship is what God wants with us. And that's the end game, like to truly know him, like we know a friend, like we know a father, you know, like know him. And so this idea of him existing is important, of course, for sure. But that second part of this promise, right, that he rewards those who seek him, that's a relational promise. That's a promise that he's relating to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for me to prove something can't reward me in any way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not relational. It's not a person. But to know that God, our God is a person, gives us incentive to draw near, to truly get to know him, and at the end of the day, receive his goodness, because we've come to him and say, yeah, we trust you. We know you're real. We believe in you. We'll follow you, and we'll follow you because of what you said and who you are.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I think just really, somebody said like the three most important questions when it comes to this is basically like who has the right to tell me what to do? Who has the right to tell me what to do? And then obviously like, you know, the God of the Bible, he is a creator and he created us. And so he has the right to tell us what to do since we're part of the creation. So, so you would have to, if you can at least, you know, and then so you would have to really, and but not only that, who knows what's best for me, which is actually a knowledge question. Who knows what's best for me to do? That's actually where for me, like he knows what's best to do, what's best for human beings because he created us. He made us in his image. And so, but then at the same time, is he trustworthy? And that's actually now where at least like we, it's a trustworthiness question where, you know, where at the end of the day, we should trust him because he, of what he has done, for the world in sending Jesus to die. So as the crucified creator, he can be trusted. And not only that, he loves us more than we love ourselves. So the issue that comes there is obviously the fact that, like, who has the right to tell you what to do? You have to now, like, if it's you, yourself, the question is that, like, when you take you yourself, and then is there a being greater than you? Mm-hmm. Is there a being? Mm-hmm. And so start chasing that, obviously, like, but, and it requires more faith to believe that you were a tadpole at first.
Right.
You know, and then obviously, like, right. then just really, like, just kind of pushing, just like, who knows what's best for me to do? If I am that limited, if I'm very, do I really know what's best for me to do? But, like, then, like, the Bible really kind of talks about this God putting forward Jesus. And that means that he loves us more than we even love ourselves, because we, when we're really, like, when our lives are on the line, we wouldn't give that kind of sacrifice anyway. So anyway, we could dive into that a little bit more. Ed, in the last couple of minutes that we have, man, I want to hear a little bit more, just like your hopes of what is coming up ahead. I know you're finishing up your residency here soon. And then also, like, how we can support you, just like ways we can actually join in to support you in this great endeavor that you're doing. I love the fact that, like, you're going to go plant a church in Arizona, and man, like, God has people that he wants to encounter his grace there. What's exciting about that? And then also, how can we support you?
Yeah, man, absolutely. So the Acts 29 Network has been amazing, bro, in, like, so many, like, both in training and the residency program, you know, being around you brothers and growing with y'all. It's been phenomenal, man. And so, yes, the residency is ending in June. One of the things we did this year was we started to look for some Acts 29 churches in Arizona to connect with, being because we were looking for a host church, and thankfully, man, we did find one. We got to visit, got to meet the elders and their wives.
That's good.
And bro, the amount of stories and things that God is already doing out there is kind of mind-boggling, dude. Like, I'll give you two quick stories. One of them is, so they have three elders in this church plant. They're only a 2-year church plant too at that. And one of them lives in Chandler, has a heart for Chandler. And he's saying, hey, man, we want to support this, you know? And bro, even before we went out there, we were praying, God, like, because, so a lot of people don't know this, but my wife suffers from fibromyalgia. She has chronic pain. So we knew stepping into this planting journey that our process was going to be very unique, you know? Because of her health, we want to consider her health. And of course, there's already enough stress with church planting, right? So we want to make sure we had a good support, a good team to go out there. And we were praying, man, God, send us with a pastor, send them with another elder. And so we already have a brother who's willing to come and help us. There's connections in the community with a principal who's been praying, bro, for some time that a church will be planted in the community, bro, for an elementary school downtown. So it's crazy. We might even have a place to be able to meet even before we get there. You know what I'm saying? And then there's this other missionary couple that moved into the area, offers free pizzas every Wednesday to the local kids. They got like about 60 kids coming to their house, man, and no church to take them to. And they've been praying also that a church would be planted in the region. And so we're really seeing all these like signs of life and these green lights. And it's super encouraging to see that the ground is fertile. You know what I'm saying? And so, so what we're looking at in January, we like you guys know, we just started our newsletter because we want to start connecting with people. And of course, fundraising is coming down the line, probably starting in January on. So we're excited about even that process. And so next year, man, we want to be visiting everyone. We want to be sharing Casting Vision. If anything, I would say pray for the relationships that we're building out in Arizona with the church out there, the host church. They're called Anchor Church, great church. Jason Hansen is the pastor there, man, good guy. And I got to meet all his brother, all the elders and their wives, just great people, man. And so me and my wife really feel great about them. And so we're really trying to build with them. So pray for that process. Of course, pray for resources. We are pretty much uprooting our entire family. And so we're trying to get ourselves out there. And of course, we're going to get into some of that later on this year. And then as for me, man, I'm going to be going through assessment soon here, you know, with Acts 29 and go through that process.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure that we get all that stuff done and ready before the fall comes in, because that's when we're actually moving. We're not going to move till the fall of 2022. So we still got some time to be around, you know, and still want to be coming around and connecting with people and hopefully come back to City Church really soon.
That's good. Yeah, that's awesome. So yeah, we would love obviously to have you back before you actually even go to move out there. So definitely would love to get this going with you. So yeah, I really, really appreciate the work that you're doing, and definitely looking forward to be praying for you. And we'll make sure that we send a link so that if people want to really just keep up with you and keep up with, and be praying for you, that would be also awesome. So Ed, thank you so much for joining us today. And man, this was
my pleasure.
This was life-giving even to me. So thank you so much. And to everyone who's listening, thank you so much. And please make sure that we will be sending this, we'll be sending our weekly email. Make sure you check that, because we're going to have a link on there on how you can sign up and be praying and also supporting Ed as well. So,
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Ed, thank you so much for joining us today. For more than that, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you, brother, and blessings to everyone. Thank you again.
All right, God bless. Thank you. Premiumbeat.com.